Daily Breakthrough Bread, August 18, 2026. Godly sorrow is not the same as feeling bad. 2 Corinthians chapter 7, verses 8 to 11, key verse. For godly sorrow worketh repentance to salvation, not to be repented of, but the sorrow of the world worketh death. 2 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 10, KJV. Have you ever felt genuinely sorry for something you did, only to find yourself doing it again? You hated what you had done. You felt ashamed. You asked God to forgive you. You promised yourself that this time would be different. But after a while, the same temptation came and the same failure followed. It is possible to feel terrible about sin without truly turning from it. Paul gives us a striking way to recognize the difference. After confronting the Corinthians about their wrongdoing, he saw that his letter had made them sorrowful, but he was not ultimately rejoicing because they had felt bad. He rejoiced because their sorrow had produced repentance. Then in verse 11, he points to the evidence. Their sorrow produced carefulness, indignation, fear, vehement desire, zeal, and decisive action. Paul's question is almost staring at us from the passage. When you feel sorry for a sin, what does your sorrow produce? That question goes deeper than, did you feel guilty for doing something sinful? We can feel guilty and still protect the sin. We can regret the consequences without hating the sin itself. We can condemn ourselves for hours and never actually bring the matter honestly into God's light. We can say, I will never do that again, while making no change in the places, habits, relationships, or compromises that keep leading us there. Sometimes what troubles us most is not that we have offended God, but that we have been exposed, disappointed ourselves, or suffered the consequences. We want the feeling of guilt to disappear, but we are not yet willing to surrender what produced it. That is why Paul says, "Godly sorrow worketh repentance." Godly sorrow does not leave us sitting indefinitely in the pain of our failure. It turns us toward God. It makes us more careful where we were careless. It creates a holy dissatisfaction with what we once tolerated. It gives us a desire to put things right. It produces zeal to obey. The difference is not simply in the intensity of the sorrow. It is in its direction. Worldly sorrow can turn us inward until we are consumed with ourselves. How could I have done this? What is wrong with me? What will people think? Godly sorrow turns us toward God. Lord, I have sinned. I have been wrong. Forgive me and give me grace to turn from this. One keeps us circling our failure. The other brings us to the God who calls us to leave it. So if the Holy Spirit has been troubling your conscience about something, do not merely ask God to make the troubling feeling go away. Ask Him for the grace to repent of the thing He has exposed. Confess what needs to be confessed. Abandon what needs to be abandoned. Make the change obedience requires. You may not be able to undo what happened, but by God's grace, you can respond rightly to what He is showing you now. Don't measure repentance by how bad you feel after sin. Look at what your sorrow makes you do with your sin. Prayer. Father, search me and show me where I have confused guilt with repentance. Give me a sorrow that turns me toward you, not merely inward toward myself. Where you have exposed sin, give me grace to forsake it and walk in obedience. Do not let me settle for feeling sorry when you are calling me to turn. Amen. Today's challenge. Read 2 Corinthians chapter 7, verses 8 to 11 carefully. Pay special attention to verse 11. Notice how many responses Paul identifies as evidence that the Corinthians' sorrow was genuine. Their sorrow did not remain an emotion, it produced movement. Then read Psalm 51, verse 17. Notice where David takes his brokenness to God. Now ask yourself, what has my sorrow over sin actually produced? Am I grieving the sin itself, or mainly the consequences of it? Is there something I keep feeling bad about, but have never truly turned from? Key takeaway. Godly sorrow does not merely make us feel bad about sin. It moves us to turn from sin and return to God. This has been Daily Breakthrough Bread from Evergrowing Christians. Find today's reading and the ones before it at evergrowingchristians.com.